Hey, it's the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I'm Bessel.
And I'm Camille Veronica.
And we are here on this beautiful Friday to say, Happy Friday!
Woohoo!
Woo! You made it.
Indeed.
How was your week?
Fantastical. Thank you for asking. Not that there was anything out of the ordinary, but just so many moments for me to give thanks and praise for each and every day this week.
You made some new commitments this week, I saw.
I did make some new commitments. A major commitment for me for the month of July. I am being intentional about completing things that I have started, because I'm very good at coming up with some really great ideas, starting them, implementing them, and sometimes even finishing them, but not completing them. And so I am working on that, and I am enjoying the process of being transparent and open about one of my bad habits.
You know, it's difficult. People think because when you're gifted and a talented creator, and it's very challenging to balance, especially if it's within the time frame that people need something, right? It's
right.
Really. So one of the most important things as a creator is establishing early on the need to meet deadlines. And, and that is something that we have to practice, because we are quick to be like, okay, my energy is not there anymore. I need to go over here. You know, I need to go over here. And sometimes that's necessary, because if we try to force the creation to come out, it doesn't come out as well as I think if it had to naturally come out. You know, sometimes pieces, like authors, you know, sometimes books, you know, have been in play for 5 years before we actually see the actual book, you know, and you're asking yourself, it took you 5 years to produce this book, you know? Yeah. Because it's just not like I just sat down. And then some days you can just sit down and, you know, create 150 pages right there, you know, without blinking an eye, you know? So yeah, giving yourself that time and creation to happen, but also putting yourself on a deadline, I guess. Completion is a good deadline. Now, you mentioned completion, and then you said finishing. Is finishing and completion two different things in your mind?
Yeah, because I finish stuff, but I don't always complete the process in terms of either documenting that it's done or allowing it to have an audience of some sort. Because, you know, like, I can create stuff and leave it there, but it never has an opportunity to be appreciated. And I think that's part of, I think that's the difference. Like, I finish stuff and then I leave it there, either because I have not created an arena for it to be viewed or experienced, or because I'm afraid to allow it out of my, you know, sight, out of my hands. And part of that completion thing for me is the, you know, I joke about my fear of commitment, but I got married, you know, that it's, there is a part of me that doesn't want to release things that I create. And whether it's because I don't want to face the fact that everybody doesn't love what I do, and that's okay. Or I don't want to face the fact of allowing it to just be what it be in the universe. You know, it's like, you know how people say, oh, this is my baby. And I don't know that I have so much a baby kind of feel towards it, but I do feel like it's me.
It is you.
You know, and putting that out there, it's again, a vulnerable spot. Yet I know what I experience when I do put stuff out there. And 9 times out of 10, it is far more positive than it is negative. And the negative is, it's okay as well. Cause you just, you can't be 100 for everybody.
Right.
And the creative process is not even for everyone. It is merely for us to document where we are in a time and space, and to let the universe do the rest. But I know that academically, but practically I don't always practice that. So that's part of me, you know, not only finishing, but completing the task. Completing the task is that I allow it then to live on its own, and not me. Yeah. Not me manipulating it.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is good.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, this is good.
I'm growing up. I'm growing up, but let me tell you what else is really good too. I put this out. I shared it on my Instagram. Well, I think I shared it on all the platforms that I'm on, I believe. And I've gotten people commenting on understanding that process as well. And this really wasn't something that I was planning on doing a whole lot of talking around, but to say, this is where I am and this is what I'm doing, right? But then it started, again, bringing up ideas of, you know, how we support one another, how we encourage one another, and then how do we break some of these habits that are holding us back from really unleashing all that we have, like not to be afraid of that. And it's not just artistic things. It's, you know, home projects. It's, you know, learning a new skill for your work. You know, it's all kinds of things that we can hide behind and, you know, not just step out on faith to say that I'm already equipped with the tools. Well, let me just go forward with it. So I'm excited. I'm having a great time with it. As a matter of fact, my older sister and I our children are creating. We did this 2 months ago. Well, just the three of us did it, but we are creating a show and tell time to encourage, you know, our children who are also creatives to have a platform just within the family to say, this is what I'm doing this week. This is what I'm working on. Wow. And so from that, my sister was like, you know, we probably could open this up to some of our other friends as well. And I was like, there's an idea, you know, but yep. I'm excited by it all because it's, to me, it signals moving out of one space that I've made comfortable, as uncomfortable as it is, to a whole nother space. So there you have it.
You're helping others to be intentional about it as well.
I want to.
You are.
I want to. Yeah. I want to.
You really are. Yes. I think my week, this coming into the week, first, I did not realize that today, Friday, is where they're observing 4th of July. So a lot of businesses are closed.
Oh,
well, not
okay.
Just closed because of the corona. But they were,
right.
You know, even some of those are closing because of corona, but they were closing because they're observing this day, you know, as part of the holiday. I think that the actual holiday is tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
And so, you know, can't say that I'm really into the 4th, partly because it was that weekend of the 4th that somebody threw a cherry bomb in my boot. And it blew up the top of my foot. And as a result, I ended up spending 4 months in the hospital learning how to rewalk. And it was amazing how much I learned about myself. Mm-hmm. It was amazing how much I learned about the body, being in that situation. Like how I don't take for granted sleeping in my own bed or sleeping in bed, you know. Being in a hospital space. I mean, granted, I was a child then. I was in middle school, and it was a very good hospital in the sense that it was a children's hospital, and I was placed on the more of a permanent living floor, where a lot of your, you know, kids that are terminally ill, you know, and they don't go home, you know, because of immunodeficiency concerns. And so I met some people in those 3.5, close to 4 months, it taught me a lot, you know? So I'm not a real big fan around 4th of July. I don't really do the firecrackers. I like watching fireworks. And then I'm also just not a big fan of thinking that independence was applicable to me as a, didn't quite embrace it for that.
Right. Right. Now, you know, I'm already planning and I'm along the same lines in terms of the celebration of the day. I typically take the time to have, you know, eat food that's red, black, and green, just because, you know, like y'all can have your red, white, and blue food, but I'm eating red, black, and green food, you know, just because. But I want to ask you about, you know, I'm up here in Flint, Michigan, and you in our other spot, Miami.
Yeah.
Are folks lighting up firecrackers and fireworks just randomly? Or
randomly.
Just...
All right, please. 12, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Dude,
you hear
all I'm asking is if you are planning on doing a fireworks show, could you please let your neighbors know? Because I'm going to tell you this. When you're on the toilet and one of them things boom off real fast, that stuff scares the stuff back up in you. That's all I'm going to say about that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, now, because it's Friday, I can say that. But I'm saying this. Yeah, for real. Like I was just saying to my mother, I don't believe anyone buys fireworks and thinks about their neighbors. I just don't, because you know, my mother's 88 years old, and for her to be jarred by those sounds late at night, like I wish I could just go out like, y'all, please be considered the fact that my mom is 88 and she don't need to hear all that right now, you know. And
I think it is bad when you don't look at to be a time when you should cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
Know to cut it off. Like anything after, you know, and even if it is the weekend, mm-hmm. it shouldn't go mm-hmm. after 12 o'clock. I shouldn't have to be subjected right. to it.
I mean, really, in kindness, if your sun sets around, you know, 8:15 or 9:15 or whatever time, then like an hour after that, that should be your fireworks show.
Yeah,
just be your fireworks show. Just right. you know, yeah. like kind of like a noise ordinance where you're just mindful of the fact that not everybody is you know into your you know pyrotechnics. So please just think of that. That's all. Yeah.
That's I hope we're listening. I hope
yeah.
And be safe.
Please be safe.
Please be safe, because this is not the time to have to go to the hospital at all. I mean.
Right.
You got so many other issues out there. So even getting into a hospital is going to be a challenge just because you decide to try to blow right. your top part of your finger trying to light you right. know, a Roman
candle.
And
this weekend is going to test people, you know, this idea that you have the right to do what you want to do without regards for others. So not just the fireworks and the safety around, even with sparklers, y'all got to be careful with sparklers, you know, and especially if you have young children around and you're trying to light things up. Again, I just feel like if you don't have a license to be a pyrotechnic, then you ought not do it. You know, as beautiful as they are, you ought not do it. But not only that, even how we are, you know, I'm not even going to say celebrate it, but how we're living this weekend where people feel like this is the time that you have, you know, cookouts and you have friends and family and you drink
yeah.
and, you know, mm-hmm. blah, blah, whether or not you celebrate independence of anybody or not, you know, this is an excuse for you to go and, you know, overindulge on food and drink and company. It still begs that you are safe beyond measure. Yeah.
Yes, please. Yeah, be safe.
I think I lost you.
I wanted to drop to our listeners. No, you didn't lose me. I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello? No, I'm still here. Well, this is the B-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I'm Vessel, and she's Camille Veronica. And we're so glad you decided to listen to us. Take care. Have a great one.
You've been listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow with Vessel and Camille Veronica. We appreciate you listening and hope you'll follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You'll find us at The V-Spot Radio. If you want to send us an email, email us at vspotradio@gmail.com. We love to hear from you and we love your feedback. Please let us know of topics that you're interested in hearing from us. Thank you.